This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 Jurisdiction Subgroup Meeting for February 14th, 2018. Happy Valentine's Day to all. We'll go through our usual agenda, although it's a virtual agenda, and following the usual standard, we will be going through our administrative minute for SOIs, audio participants, phone number only participants, and then getting to the meat of our meeting, which is to continue going through the comments, picking up where we left off at the end of the last meeting and looking at the changes that are being proposed to the draft report based on those comments. Following that, we'll have AOB and then adjourn. So I'm hopeful that we can get through quite a bit on this call. So I will ask first if we have any changes to statements of interest. Seeing no hands for changes in statements of interest, so I'll ask if we have anybody who is only on the audio bridge. Doesn't appear we have anybody only on the audio bridge. So we'll then get to the heart of the meeting. And when last we dropped off, we were talking about the comment of NCSG on, which is line 6.03 of the comment tool. So if we could get that up in the screen, that would be helpful. We don't have the comment tool up in front of us, but the NCSG comment that we left off with was that the NCSG strongly agrees with the proposals of the subgroup to overcome the accessibility issues that U.S. sanctions create and support measures being taken to provide relief for those who are not on the U.S. government's specially designated nationals SDN list. We support all of the recommendations related to OFAC sanctions. However, we believe that the following improvements could significantly increase the value and clarity of the OFAC-related recommendation in the report. ICANN, and then there are 2 points in which they believe we should change our recommendation. One, ICANN should prioritize obtaining one or two general OFAC licenses. Therefore, we suggest that the recommendation to obtain general OFAC licenses be more clearly prioritized in the report. And second, as in our view, this is one of the most important recommendations that ICANN should act upon. We believe that the report should propose a detailed timeline for the implementation of this recommendation by ICANN. So that is what's under discussion. I had hoped that we might have a markup of the general license recommendation. And staff, let's actually just put the document back up, the report. Will probably be more helpful in the end. And if we could get to the section on the general license. Farzi, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Hi, Greg. I just wanted to explain NCSG public comments because last week I left early, and I think you had a brief discussion on that. If whenever you see fit, just allow me to explain.
You can explain now if you'd like.
Okay, great. First of all, I wanted to thank the group for allowing us to explain the addition to the recommendation and the rationale for it. It is actually not a change in the recommendation. It's in line with the recommendation, but it is an addition. So what we had in mind was that in implementing these recommendations, where we want we don't want excuses or barriers for implementation. So of course, a study is going to be done for the OFAC general licenses, and then they are going to look at what how it's going to be implemented, and we have all these measures. So we suggested to prioritize looking into getting a general OFAC license so that this recommendation does not fall through practice and also be ignored. Our recommendation, I think, the addition that we are asking for is very important now, considering that when you look at board comments on this OFAC general license, or in general on our recommendations of the jurisdiction subgroups, there are so many qualifiers, and they are not really supporting a lot of the recommendations to the fullest extent. For example, for the general OFAC license, the board says that there should be a study, and the study should consider opportunity costs. I think that is something that is going to interfere with the implementation of this recommendation. So considering the board reaction in general, and also considering the budget at the moment, I have seen that for the implementation of the recommendation of WS2, the budget is $500,000, which I don't think is quite substantial. So considering that, I think we should ask them to prioritize looking into getting a general OFAC license. It's just prioritizing to look into it. It's not about just I can right now should go and start the process or whatever. For the implement, they have to come up with the implementation plan, and they should start the process of looking into it. They can in the end tell us, no, we can't do this because of this reason and that reason, but at least they should look into it. Now, for the other recommendation that we said there should be a timeline for interpretation, the timeline for implementation of the recommendation. I'm sorry, I've been talking for too long.
Pardon me if I could interrupt for just a second. First, as I think you've just noticed, people are having some difficulty understanding you. It sounds like you're perhaps maybe far away from the mic in a very live room. So it sounds like you're kind of talking 6 feet away from the microphone in a closet, an empty closet, not a full closet. That would work better. So if you could try maybe get closer and eliminate that. Also, it would be really helpful to kind of focus soon on what change, if any, would be made to the actual text of the document, because that's really kind of think where we're kind of need to get some concrete idea for the group of what we might change in this recommendation. Thanks. You can continue.
So I thought Can you hear me better now?
Somewhat better.
Okay. I thought I'd provide the rationale on why NCSG thinks that it should be prioritized. And also, yes, Thomas is not saying that the timeline is not up to us, but we discussed that in the plenary. I think if we could say in our recommendation that they need to come up with a timeline that when they are going to start this work, maybe just in general, that would be good. So the change that we are really recommending is that they prioritize looking into getting an OFAC general license. That's what we are asking. It's not a change. It's an addition, just one sentence to prioritize. If you see that that would be too problematic, then that's fine. But considering that the board is not really supportive of his suggestion, and also the implementation, and also like considering the budget, I would like to insist on prioritization, but that's up to the group. That's about it.
Greg, we have no sound. You may be speaking to a mute.
Sorry, I was speaking to a mute button. It was it agreed with everything I said. What I was saying is that the second sentence of the recommendation says initially ICANN should make it a priority to study the costs, benefits, timeline, and details of seeking and securing one or more general licenses for DNS-related transactions. So we already have in there a priority to look into getting a general license and to study the timeline, which I don't know if we want to be more clear about that, but I think, again, we've probably caught a balance between those who say we should not be at all giving advice regarding priority and timelines and those who say that we should make securing a general license a priority and, you know, a specific instruction to generate a timeline. So I guess it comes back to the question of how we would want to change this recommendation and whether we would get consensus within the group to change the recommendation, and then noting what Thomas has said, whether we would also get the plenary behind a change. So that's kind of where we're at on this recommendation. David, I see your hand is up.
Greg, thanks. It's David McCauley speaking for the record. I just wanted to say I agree with you and Thomas, and I understand where Farzi's coming from. This is such an important topic. But the line that you read from our recommendation about prioritizing looking into this is what it says, and then the next line goes on to say ICANN should then, you know, pursue a license depending on the results of that inquiry. So I think that's it. And when we get into discussions or adding language on prioritization, it's possible that we could sort of create the idea that applying for specific licenses for actual applicants that are standing in the doorway asking to get in, we would sort of lower that standard. Among priorities, I'm not sure that's the outcome that we would want. Thanks very much.
Thank you, David. I see Farzi's comment in the chat, a couple that's just prioritizing looking into and obtaining OFAC general license, I guess. Whereas I think we diverge between what's in the report and what might be suggested by NCSG is, I think it's on the priority of actually obtaining the license and prioritizing that against other things. And Thomas asks whether that's only jurisdictional priorities or priorities of all other subteams or all other ICANN efforts, which is, I think, a good question. So I guess I'm still a little unclear if the NCSG comment wants us to tell ICANN to prioritize obtaining it once they've done the study. I guess the study is necessary to determine what, you know, whether in a sense it can be prioritized and what the factors are, the cost and efforts and all those sorts of things. So is there a suggestion? I agree with Caboose that we need a concrete suggestion. So looking at the language here, how would it be changed if this suggestion were to be considered for adoption? So I don't see any hands up. I guess one potential change would be to change the third sentence to say that ICANN should then make it a priority to pursue one or more OFAC general licenses or one or two OFAC general licenses. Is that the NCSG view that we should change the third sentence as well to prioritize the license, and do we think that that is something we'll be able to change in this subgroup? I don't know if there's any answers to that. My concern is that it seems once we get to actually telling them to prioritize the execution after the study, which we don't know the result of, and there's definitely, you know, pushback on trying to say too much about priorities without knowing what you're prioritizing things against. My personal view, and maybe I'm half taking off my rapporteur hat here, is that we might be pushing past where we could get a consensus here, much less the group, larger group. But in the absence of any concrete language suggestions other than my own, I don't know what we have to work with exactly. Thomas, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Greg, and hi, everyone. I understand that that this is a very important topic. What I have a hard time getting my head around is how the mechanics of such prioritization would work. I understand that at least I understood our recommendation to be quite prescriptive in terms of ICANN doing some groundwork to find out what the cost involved would be. But did the subteam actually want to make obtaining the license a priority amongst all the recommendations that we have in the jurisdiction subteam? So would that be more important than developing a menu option? And then if this request for prioritization to get it done affects the order of dealing with the recommendations inside the jurisdiction subteam, how would that impact the other recommendations from the other subteams? It was my understanding that we would come up with our final report and let ICANN and the community decide on budget, timing, and priorities, because I'm sure that, you know, unlike during Workstream 1 when we had to meet this very delicate time window, that we don't have this sense of urgency now, and we have ICANN now dealing with limited budget. So the question is, shall we be prescriptive, or would we change the nature of our recommendations if we ask for that prioritization? Or would it be more appropriate to potentially keep a marker and chime in if and when the community discusses this with the board, how to allocate funds and how to prioritize for those to make themselves heard that want to give this particular topic weight and priority.
Thank you, Thomas. I see Tatiana has a hand up.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to check in for the record. Can you hear me?
Tanya, you seem a bit low.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, good. So I suggest that maybe we just try to prioritize the recommendation itself over other recommendations. You know what I mean? To say that the entire recommendation is a priority without changing its language. This would be a solution for us. I don't know if this is going to be a solution for a group.
Thank you, Tatiana. I guess the question will be whether, you know, is there other support in this for prioritizing this entire recommendation against all other jurisdiction recommendations, I guess, including changing the specific license treatments that are the other OFAC recommendations and the choice of law recommendations. So I think that's, you know, that's a question of whether there's, you know, support for that type of prioritization. I don't know that we could prioritize this against non-jurisdiction matters out of our group. So we need to keep in mind that there are over 80 recommendations coming out of Workstream 2. So the question then becomes, how is prioritization decided on them overall? Do we want to say that this is the most important recommendation that comes out of our group? Personally, it's my feeling that the study will take some time, and that during that time, it would be the right time to change the treatment on specific licenses, because that's a shorter term project. By the time the study is done, that other issue should already be accomplished. So prioritizing this ahead of that other one might actually have the perverse result of delaying the other one without speeding this one up. So I'm just a little wary of trying to set priorities in that fashion. I mean, we can maybe find a way to emphasize this, the importance, without necessarily using the term priority, because prioritization gets to the question of competing against other considerations, both ours and the 76 recommendations that are not coming out of this group, but they're coming out of other groups. So perhaps we can consider a way of stating that we consider this to be of great importance. And, you know, or the other half of it, and going back to what Tatiana says in the chat and early on, is that, you know, we want to avoid delay or, you know, any, you know, seeking out opportunities to make this slow down. So, if we could get some language change from maybe I'll nominate specifically Farzi and Tanya on this, and as early in, hopefully maybe before the weekend, we could look at that and see if that's a change that we could broadly agree to without getting into the morass of trying to put this thing at a certain place in the line of priorities, which I think is going to raise eyebrows. So I think that's kind of maybe a better focus for something that might get traction in the group. Also, to answer the questions I saw Tiago asked in the chat, the formal recommendation of the group is the one that's on for me in the Google Doc, page 18. What's in the beginning is just a summary. If we're going to change anything, and perhaps we should, the summary should be changed to match the formal recommendation more closely, rather than the other way around. I'll take a look at that as well. And Tanya, I'm not looking for you to draft on the fly. Don't worry. We just try to get this out before the weekend so we can keep progress going. That would be great. So why don't we move past this, unless we have any other comments on 6.03 and the OFAC general license. And the next that we indicated we would pick up with is 6.05. Which is a comment from government of Russia, also about the general license, and states recommendations that are to make ICANN to take any steps to reduce the effect of OFAC sanctions against foreign governments are noted with appreciation as well, but can be recognized only as a first attempt to handle the multi-layer objective of ICANN jurisdiction challenges. Taking into account the high risk that OFAC sanctions against foreign governments would harm large number of ordinary internet users and businesses in sanctioned countries, we consider the recommendations proposed by the subgroup for the corresponding ICANN actions are limited in the ability to tackle positive negative effects, since the principle of best efforts provides no guarantee that ICANN would be able to adequately address the problem. So I guess the question here is whether there's anything in this comment that would anybody would like to propose should be made into a change in our report, and then we can see if there is such a change and see if there is consensus support for actually making that change. The only concrete thing I see in this comment is feeling that best efforts is not the appropriate standard, which we've already discussed in our group. This is actually on the specific license, and we've actually gone a little bit in the other direction to reasonable best efforts, and that seems to be the new consensus of the group. So are there any comments on this? Tiago, I see you disagree. I'm not sure with what or what your suggestion is. Okay, we had decided on the last call. Let's go back to, for instance, the section on approval of GTLD registries, where we've changed best efforts to reasonable best efforts. Aside from Tiago, is there anybody who believes we should reopen that and take out the reasonable that we've decided in the past call to put in? Tiago writes in the chat, best efforts is already a soft obligation which needs no qualification to be an obligation of conduct as opposed to an obligation of results. Well, given that it's the government that issues the OFAC license, how would you propose giving a obligation of results? And just to recall, best efforts means taking every possible effort, even if it's commercially unreasonable, even if it would result in bankruptcy, would result in every other priority being dropped and discarded, and arguably even death. So that is what best efforts goes to. So best efforts is actually quite an extreme obligation, at least under U.S. law. Perhaps it's different elsewhere. And if it is, maybe we should understand if we're using a term that isn't generally understood. But I had heard it to be I thought it to be generally understood. Caboose suggests utmost effort in lieu of best effort. Well, that is at least a term that has no meaning, as far as I know, in any jurisprudence. But we've already decided that it were we're in the process of deciding that it should be reasonable. So I don't know what reasonable utmost effort means and how that would differ from anything else. So maybe we will see here if there are objections to the language as it currently stands, which reads, ICANN should commit to applying for and using reasonable best efforts to secure an OFAC license for all such applicants. If you're opposed to that, put up a red X. And if you believe that this is an appropriate way to phrase this recommendation, put up a green check. I'm not seeing much of either. So I'm assuming that most have no real opinion on this. So we came to a tentative consensus on the last call of reasonable best efforts. And so now the decision is whether we should change that back. Caboose, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, I wish to say that if the changing or change of best effort to any other words break the consensus, that's not to change it. Thank you. I didn't say raise the consensus. Break the consensus. Please distinguish captioner. I didn't say raise the consensus. I said that if we change the best to any other word, we'll break the consensus. Let us not to change it. Please kindly, carefully listen. Thank you. Break, not brace. Break, B-R-E-A-K, but not brace. Brace has different meaning of a break.
Well, I don't see significant support on this call for changing back from the consensus we arrived at on the last call. So I think we keep it as it was. We can bring this up if you wish on the list. But as far as he says, we really wrapped this up on the last call. So we will leave this as it is, each place that it occurs. So that moves us past 6.05. We'll skip 6.06 since that's an agreement. Next is 6.07 on the OFAC
Excuse
general.
Excuse me, Greg.
Yes?
This is Tiago speaking for the record. Just I'd like to leave it on record why I'm opposing the addition of the word reasonable in front of best efforts. Well, I understand that this was a discussion that the group may have had during the last call to which I could not attend, and I apologize for that. But I will repeat the point that I attempted to make on the chat. And that is that the position arrived at prior to the proposed change has certainly more legitimacy in terms of the process. Many participants participated in the process that led to the regional language. And I assume that during the last call where the proposed change was allegedly accepted, many of those participants were not present due to different reasons. One of these reasons might be that we are at a stage in the process that may not be of interest to many of those participants to participate again. They were necessarily not expecting changes of these nature to be undertaken. So I would caution against relying on the decision supposedly made during last call, as opposed to the decision that the group as a whole arrived when it adopted the consensus position, broad consensus on this recommendation. So again, I don't think we should add reasonable to best efforts, because the concept of best efforts itself already contains the idea of reasonable. We would be adding words with no specific meaning that wouldn't necessarily change much. And this is one point, and the other point relates to the legitimacy of the proposed change. I don't think that the group could, on a call, change as easy as it seems to be happening now, a recommendation that was arrived at through a very difficult process. Thank you.
Tiago, if I could ask you, what is your basis for saying that best efforts already encompasses reasonableness? It's certainly my understanding that it does not, and that's why we often see reasonable best efforts, commercially reasonable best efforts, as distinguished from best efforts. And again, it's my understanding from at least U.S. jurisprudence that, as I said before, best efforts require best efforts even beyond what is reasonable, essentially going to the ends of the earth. So I'd like to know kind of where your basis is, because there didn't seem to be any dissent from at least the distinction on the last call. I know you couldn't participate. But, you know, if this is a distinction without a difference, that's one question. If it's a distinction with a difference, it's another question. But the decision was made, and we reviewed quite a number of other comments that suggested reasonableness, and we did have that discussion, and this has also been out on the list. So we have your objection now, and I'd just like to know first, you know, why you think best efforts includes reasonableness.
Thank you, Greg. This is Tiago speaking for the record. I will try to briefly respond to the question you raised. Well, first of all, I don't think I would have to present a reason in terms of legal knowledge, what is the difference between one expression and the other. But I will try to do that in any case. So you obviously speak from a law background, and this is a problem we are facing here. See, it is as I can operate. This is the major problem, jurisdictional problem, right? You take for granted that I can operate according to U.S. Standards, U.S. laws, et cetera, et cetera. See, we're dealing with government in this particular recommendation. We might be dealing with government in this particular recommendation. Not necessarily U.S. laws would be the appropriate standards from the perspective of many governments. In terms of international law as opposed to U.S. law, one could see best effort obligations as a category of an obligation of conduct. And this in itself already sends the necessary message that the obligation upon ICANN to undertake best efforts doesn't necessarily mean that it will have to reach a result, only that it will have to do whatever is within its means to achieve that result. That's it. All the other details that might result from U.S. jurisprudence, they are not pertinent here. Leaving all that explanation aside, whether it is satisfactory to you or not, the main point, and I think the main reason why my objection should be taken on board here, is related to the way we can change things here, right? The group has arrived at the original language through a very difficult process. And now we are changing it, and one could say, well, we are changing it to make it more in line with U.S. legislation, language, and the like. But it doesn't matter. What matters is the language that the group has arrived before. And I understand there might be a disagreement as to whether my point is valid, whether a decision that was taken during the last call should or should not overrule what was agreed before. But my point is put on the table, and I would like you to take it. Thank you.
Okay, well, we have that on the table. Thank you. I didn't actually hear anything in that that stated why reasonableness would be assumed into best efforts, and I don't think we need to go to, nor did I hear anything that was different from U.S. jurisprudence. Plus, I think it's just a matter of common sense. And you say the best efforts, you say yourself best efforts means that ICANN has to do all within its power, which it doesn't imply reasonableness. And reasonableness, we don't need to go to U.S. law to. It just indicates kind of sound judgment, good sense, and the like. So I don't think this is really a jurisprudential issue in that way. So I agree we're not codifying U.S. laws here. We don't need to. Reasonable best efforts, I think, speaks for itself. We took a number of comments and a position that objected to best efforts as creating too high obligation for ICANN, given the every effort implication. And now we have opinion we should go back to that. Cheryl, your hand is up, please.
Yes, thank you, Greg. Cheryl, for the record, I had my hand up earlier and took it down because you pointed out what I was going to, and that was from the discussion we had last week, which was in reaction to the public comments received, that we had enough conversation to have the people on the call see that the unreasonableness of the terminology best efforts under US law could perhaps be a problem. However, I am not going to die in the ditch over having reasonable in or reasonable out, best in or best out. But what I am going to want on the table in response to Thiago is the apparent belief or concept that the purpose of going through public comments to our, yes, I admit, hard-wrought recommendations is nothing more than window dressing, and that no changes would be considered. It's the opposite. The exact purpose of these groups going through the public comments and considering whether or not any change should be made to a recommendation is the purpose of all of these 90-minute grueling weekly calls. So I just want to make sure that we don't have anything on the record that somehow indicated the process we're going through now in response to public comments is invalid, because it is a absolute validation, and it is quite probable that the weight of public comment could overturn absolutely a hard wrought outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. That seems reasonable. I also think that we can't say that one call is more legitimate than another as long as we have a quorum. So at this point, do we have a consensus on this call to change it back? So all of those who would like to change it, I see a couple of hands. So we'll listen to Thiago and Cavus, and I hope we can get past this particular point. On this call, we may end up with no recommendation at all. Thiago, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Greg. This is Thiago speaking for the record. Well, let me try and be constructive here, and so we can get past that point. Perhaps we could strike out the word reasonable in front of best efforts and add a footnote that would explain what you, Mr. Rapporteur, have just explained. That is, that the under U.S. laws, and which might be the jurisdiction in which ICANN's efforts will eventually operate, it is important to take into account the best efforts obligations must be qualified by the objective reasonable, something like that. See, so that it is clear that in that particular, that the concerns that have been expressed by some of the people who have provided public comments are taken on board. And then the reason why reasonable as a word is being added is circumstantial. It might have a raison d'être in terms of U.S. laws, and only that. At the same time, we would be preserving the original language, which has a broader meaning, I would say, and might be useful for ICANN in other ways. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiago. I think what you actually stated is the opposite of U.S. law, that best efforts without reasonable in front of it does not include any implication that the efforts used will only be reasonable efforts. So I think we need to try to avoid kind of, you know, getting too deep into any one country's law on this. But unless if we do drop a footnote that says that this is understood to be reasonable best efforts, I don't see why that's any different than actually saying it's reasonable best efforts. Because we're asking the reader to interpret best efforts as reasonable best efforts. I think that seems a bit like a gyration to me. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't understand the meaning of best, reasonable best. What does it mean, reasonable best? Either best or reasonable. Either best efforts or reasonable efforts, but not reasonable best effort. Has no meaning. Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anybody else who believes that reasonable best efforts has no meaning? If you believe reasonable best efforts has no meaning, please give me a green check. If you believe that you understand reasonable best efforts to have a meaning and a meaning that is different than best efforts, then give me a red X. So, Tiago, you're now agreeing with Caboose that you don't believe reasonable best efforts has any meaning. Okay, that's an interesting change in your position.
If I may explain myself, I agree with Caboose in that his statement favors the deletion of the word reasonable so that the expression best effort is preserved as it was originally written. Thank you.
Okay, so we have at least two people on this call who believe that ICANN should be held to a best effort standard, which is that they need to take every effort, reasonable or unreasonable, good business judgment or bad judgment, they must take that effort using all resources, regardless of what else those resources could be used for. Because that's what best efforts means, unless somebody thinks that's not what best efforts means. So the question is, who would support ICANN being told that they must use that level of effort to secure an OFAC license for a particular applicant? If that's the level of effort you support for ICANN, please put up a green check. Okay, I'm seeing no green checks. So I'm assuming nobody actually wants ICANN to be taken to that level. So that what we do in fact mean is reasonable best efforts. Best efforts qualified by objectively reasonable limitations. I'm not sure. Thomas, I think your hand is up next.
Thanks very much, Greg. Yes, indeed. I guess the problem might probably be that not everyone on this call is as familiar with U.S. legal concepts and definitions as you are, and that the request for or the hesitance to accept language as suggested is not is because people don't understand exactly what the legal terms mean. Do we have any legal wiki or other, let's say, third-party trusted resource where we could just pull a definition from to explain what reasonable best efforts are? Because I guess this is something that we probably can't resolve here. You know, that we just have these different views, but pointing to a neutral, independent resource for that definition might do the trick. Just trying to build a bridge here.
Thank you, Thomas. That's a good suggestion. Perhaps we could footnote reasonable best efforts. Maybe here's a suggestion. We could footnote reasonable best efforts and explain what best efforts means and then what qualifying it by reasonableness means. That way, since it seems that nobody wants to hold ICANN to a go to the ends of the earth standard, the term reasonable best efforts seems to be the appropriate one, but we can footnote that to indicate how in this context the term best efforts would be interpreted and why reasonable is being added in front of it. Caboose, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, I don't know why you're pushing so much to put reasonable before best. You're doing more than necessary. I think you kindly need to listen that has no meaning, reasonable best. I don't understand that. We also should understand. Every possible effort we understand. All possible effort we understand. Every effort we understand. But every or any or reasonable best, what is reasonable best? Best is best. What does it mean, reasonable best? Please
reasonable best efforts means that your efforts are limited by what would be reasonable under the circumstances.
Who decides that it's reasonable, Greg? Who decides?
It's an objective standard. It would be an objective standard as to what would be reasonable. And really what the difference is that under an every effort or best effort standards, you would need to do everything, even if it involves bankrupting yourself, stopping every other priority, putting everything else at risk in order to do that. That's what every effort or best efforts or all efforts means. So that seems like that includes doing some things that would be unreasonable. So reasonable best efforts means that you wouldn't do the unreasonable. That seems to be probably the easiest way to say it, is that you don't need to do what is unreasonable.
We don't have the same understanding. I'm sorry.
What's your understanding?
We don't understand what you mean by this. You are not in favor of this. That's all. Thank you.
I'm trying to understand what you want. Why do you think do you want ICANN to do things that are unreasonable in order to satisfy a best effort standard?
Not unreasonable. Every possible effort.
So that means even
every possible effort.
So that means
whether it's possible or not possible.
Okay, so that's everything possible, even if it's unreasonable or unwise or imprudent, they would have to take that effort. As long as it's not impossible. That's the standard you want. It's good to get that out and understand that. Does anybody else support that level of effort for ICANN in attempting to get a specific license for an applicant to be a registrar or a registrar? To do the imprudent, the unsafe, the extreme. I'm not seeing any other support, Caboose.
Greg, please kindly listen. At this call, you went 10 times for voting. This is a voting. Whether you call it a contestant or not, please kindly do not ask who is support. Who is not support? We should be convinced that every reasonable best has no meaning. For you has every meaning, for us has no meaning. Why are you asking for vote? Why are you asking for vote? This is a consensus. Please, this is a consensus meeting.
Well,
not by voting. You ask for vote 10 times. Please.
Yeah, whether it's a vote or an expression of consensus is really beside the point. At this point, the question is whether there is sufficient support for a level of effort that requires ICANN to do risky, imprudent, extreme things. Which is what best efforts or every effort or all possible efforts would mean. So if there is consensus support for that, we can take out reasonable and move on. So is there consensus? What is the level of support for a true best effort standard that has no limitations other than what's possible? Is there, if you do support that level of effort, please put up a green check. I'm not seeing any green checks. So, Tiago, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. This is Tiago speaking for the record. I understand Kavu's concerns, and I think a sensible solution would be to do as I suggested before. I think that solution would be in line with Kavu's preoccupations, my preoccupations as well. We could leave the text as it is, best efforts, and then in the footnote, we would explain that according to U.S. standards that might apply whenever ICANN is trying to fulfill that recommendation. Best effort is understood as the best efforts as per the U.S. Law's definitions, and that's it. We leave the original text as it is, add a footnote that explain and make it clear that the best efforts obligations will not create those very heavy obligations that you're afraid of. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiago. Just to reiterate, those heavy obligations are what comes with best efforts under U.S. law. So if we do use the U.S. law definition, then we are signing up ICANN for those extreme obligations. So I had thought that so I'm a little confused. Do you want ICANN's efforts to be subject to some limitation to what is reasonable to do, or don't you? Tiago, I'm not hearing you.
This is Tiago speaking for the record. So I was typing it on the chat. My suggestion is, you see, sometimes we need to find terms that are of the pleasing to everyone because there might be some ambiguity there. So what I'm suggesting is that we leave as it is, best efforts, and then we add the footnote to explain that in terms of U.S. laws and explain that when the obligation is being carried out according to U.S. laws because it is within U.S. jurisdiction. And then the understanding is that best efforts is reasonable best efforts. So that's it. Is that clear enough?
Yes, thank you. I see a suggestion from Farzi and David and Tatiana to have a footnote, leave in the word reasonable, but have a footnote that explains the terms. So that seems to be a reasonable suggestion. What's your view on that, Tiago?
Thank you, Greg. Well, this is Tiago speaking. The difficulty for us is to have an expression that is taken from U.S. laws appearing in the recommendation itself, you see. It would be putting our stamp that this is fine, that we are using and relying on U.S. legislation's concepts. We would rather prefer to see definition, the explanation that best efforts might mean reasonable best efforts under U.S. laws in the footnotes, and preserving the original text, the expression best efforts. You see, other legislations in jurisdictions, they use the standard best efforts. International law has knows best efforts obligations. It doesn't know reasonable best efforts obligations. Thank you.
And Tiago, under international law, what is best efforts interpreted as? Is it interpreted as best efforts or reasonable best efforts?
It is certainly more vague and open to different interpretations under international law. Thank you.
Well, I suggest that so we don't spend the entire call on this, we can put two alternatives in front of the group and see what gets more traction. One, a footnote for reasonable best efforts. And one otherwise and see what gets more traction in terms of people understanding, because it seems, regardless of the language we use, that what people mean is best efforts that is limited by a concept of reasonableness, and that the disagreement here seems to be on whether, when one reads the word best efforts, one implies reasonableness or not. So we are actually trying to say reasonable best efforts, but the concern is that by saying reasonable best efforts, perhaps we are not saying reasonable best efforts from the standpoint of certain readers. So that seems to be what I understand it. So let's try to get some definitions in front of us. And Tiago, if you have any legal definitions of best efforts that would be applicable in international jurisprudence, that would be very helpful to see, or some common sense definitions too. That might be more helpful to get our head out of the law and into common sense. In any case, why don't we move along to 6.07. This is the ICANN board on general licenses. Regarding the fourth component, pursuing OFAC general licenses, the board appreciates the recommended approach of an initial step where the ICANN organization studies costs, benefits, timelines, and details of such a process. The board also requests that opportunity costs be identified in that study. Opportunity costs, that says the study may also be aided by a further problem statement from the community to identify the scope of issues that the CCWG accountability believes will be solved through a general license. I tend to believe that our report already says what a general license would do, but if people think there's more needed, we could do that. It says, during deliberations, details are provided by ICANN organization to the subgroup regarding some concerns regarding seeking a general license. For example, there is no application process to seek a general license. A general license requires a change in regulation by U.S. Department of Treasury or change in legislation. As the report notes, the regulatory process may be significant with no guarantee of success. Second part of the recommendation regarding removing friction from transactions could be clarified. If the CCWG accountability has further recommendations beyond what is laid out in the report, those would be beneficial to state, as there is no basis against which to measure if ICANN can successfully implement this part of the recommendation. So, does anybody believe that we should change our recommendation based on this? I think the most concrete suggestion would be to add opportunity costs to the study recommendation. I think a lot of the other stuff is already in our report, more or less, other than trying to put more meat on the term avoiding friction. We already have costs and benefits and timeline and detail. I think ICANN could run the study as it sees fit. I see a disagreement from Farzi to add opportunity costs. Is there any agreement to add opportunity costs? I don't think this is not a closed-ended suggestion that costs, that the study should only do these things. So my tendency is to believe that we've said enough. But if others believe we should say more, now is the time to say so. I'm seeing only agreement with the idea of keeping this as is. So why don't we move on from 6.07 to 6.08. This is from INTA. The subgroup recommends that ICANN take steps to pursue one or more OFAC general licenses by first making it a priority to study the cost, benefits, timeline, and details of seeking and securing such licenses. The subgroup then recommends ICANN proceed to secure such licenses unless the study reveals significant obstacles, etc. INTA supports the recommendation that the issue of general licenses should be studied. However, INTA does not support the recommendation that the study be a priority. Given ICANN's current budget and funding concerns, ICANN should have greater discretion to set priorities, taking other potential priorities into consideration. Further, in INTA's view, the reference to significant obstacles is ambiguous, and the subgroup's report should be amended to provide that ICANN shall not be required to take more than commercially reasonable efforts to obtain general licenses. We don't even say anything about the level of effort here, actually. In INTA's view, ICANN should have the discretion not to pursue general licenses if the process is unreasonably onerous for the organization. So from this, I take two concrete suggestions on how to change our recommendation. One would be to take out the word priority from the second sentence and just say initially ICANN should study the costs. And the second would be to add in a reasonable efforts limitation to ICANN for general licenses. Is there any support for either of those, such that we should discuss either of those changes as ones that should go forward? I'm not seeing any support for taking away even the priority of the study, nor am I seeing any support for adding an explicit reasonable efforts limitation to ICANN's efforts to pursue a license, or for that matter, to pursue a study. So I think here we don't see the balance going in the opposite direction either from this change. So the proposed change would be two. Just, I can't tell if Tiago asked after I thought I had said it, but the proposed change would be in the second sentence of a recommendation, which is for me on page 18 of the Google Doc. It's at the very end of the OFAC portion of our report before we get to choice of law. The change would be, instead of saying initially ICANN should make it a priority to study, we would only say initially ICANN should study. And then this, in the third sentence, the change ICANN should then pursue to ICANN should use reasonable efforts to pursue one or more OFAC general licenses. I don't have a way to display it on the screen. I'm sorry. So basically, take away, make it a priority. Two. In the second sentence, and add in use reasonable efforts to pursue in the third sentence. If there is any support for either of these changes, I see no support. I see some objection, and therefore I think we should not take these changes. We've given them due consideration, but I don't think they change our consensus on this recommendation. So we should move on. Skipping over those that just agreed completely with our proposals, we next come to 7.05, Government of Russia on this is, again, just the same comment on OFAC licenses, so we've really already considered this as well. It's just, I guess, what happens when you cut up the recommendations into so many, or cut up the comments into pieces. The same language occurs kind of several times. So this is with regard to the license of the new GTLD. I think we've beaten the best effort horse to death there. Tiago, please go ahead.
Thank you, Greg. This is Tiago speaking. It's a very, very quick comment to illustrate what I was saying before. You see the second proposal to insert a best efforts obligation in the second or third sentence of that recommendation would have been meaningless. You see, because at the very end of that sentence, there is a caveat which says that ICANN should do whatever it is recommended to do unless significant obstacles are identified in the study stage. There is there in the wording as it was originally written, the explanation in a way of what would consist an best efforts obligation. So it would be redundant to flesh out again the word best efforts. And this is the same sort of comment that would apply to my previous considerations regarding the previous point. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Tiago. So I think we've covered 7.08. At this point, the next one on which does not just signify support for the report as it is, again, is Government of Russia, same comment regarding best efforts. So I think we can consider that one already considered. We have at least a tentative way forward, at least to a way forward to decide our way forward on that. And then that brings us back to INTA, again, 8.07, where says that INTA therefore recommends that the best efforts standard be reconsidered and that a less onerous standard of commercially reasonable efforts or reasonable best efforts be recommended by the subgroup to ensure that ICANN may exercise reasonable judgment if pursuit of a license becomes unreasonably onerous for the organization in a particular case. As a matter of transparency, should ICANN exercise such judgment regarding an application for an OFAC license and terminate an application process, such reasoning should be well documented and available to the community on request. INTA also recommends that the meaning of the term otherwise qualified be clarified. It is unclear whether an otherwise qualified applicant is one that would otherwise become a registrar or one that could still be rejected by ICANN on other grounds. INTA suggests using the term otherwise approved or otherwise acceptable. This will more clearly indicate that ICANN has decided that the applicant should become an accredited registrar but for the need for an OFAC license. So I think we can see the first part of this we have discussed enough, I think, for one call. The second part of this relates to the otherwise qualified, which we in this draft have changed to otherwise acceptable, which the, at least all those on the last week's call thought was less ambiguous, and there were certainly and there were no objections to that when this was posted. Is there any objection to that change from otherwise qualified to otherwise acceptable? I'm not seeing any, so I think we, Caboose says, yes, I object. Caboose, would you like to tell us the rationale for your objection to see if others might be persuaded?
The rationale is that all the discussions and argument provided is to not use what we meant and what we agreed at the meetings, previous meetings. So I don't understand this otherwise reasonable, unreasonable, many reasonable and many unreasonable. I don't understand this. So we would not like to change anything. We retain whatever we have already agreed in the previous calls before this public comment. So we don't agree with this otherwise unless reasonable, unreasonable. It's totally misusing and totally confusing the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. We were actually not talking about the reasonable question, but just whether otherwise qualified should be changed to otherwise acceptable or not. So are there any objections to the change to otherwise acceptable as a registrar?
acceptable by whom? Excuse me.
Well, that would, I think that would be acceptable by ICANN, which is the party that grants it, in terms of the registrar. The registry would be otherwise acceptable under the process by which new GTLD registries are approved.
Excuse me, who decides whether it is acceptable or not? ICANN?
Whoever normally makes those decisions regarding applications to be a registrar or a application to be the operator of a new GTLD registry.
So this sentence does not come from me. The group drafted like that, and now one comment saying that change that otherwise qualified by otherwise acceptable. So still I don't understand what is the reason, what is the rationale behind that.
The concern that was expressed and discussed on the last call, and it would be helpful if in the future you read the transcript of the last call before participating in the next one, was that the otherwise qualified might leave out the discretion to decide whether an applicant for either a registry or a registrar was unacceptable, had other reasons why they should be refused, that merely having the necessary qualifications might be insufficient to actually be approved, and that otherwise acceptable better expressed the idea that there should essentially be no other impediments to their receiving a registrar accreditation or approval for a new registry other than the OFAC license issue. So that was the point. So is there any objection to otherwise acceptable? I think we have one from Caboose.
Yes, I have objection with that, because when you say acceptable, means acceptable by one party. You propose something to me, I could say that I don't accept that. This is acceptable. If you say acceptable by both parties, yes. But if you say acceptable means only one person, sorry, one party, but not the two. This acceptable or unacceptable give the right to object to something, saying that is unacceptable.
I believe that ICANN has that right with regard to registrar applications generally. If there's anybody who deals with registrar applications and it's only a matter of mechanical qualification and not some larger review, that would be helpful to know.
Again, I don't understand who deciding on the acceptability, ICANN or registrar? Which one? Thank you.
Well, clearly not the registrar, because the registrar is the one making the application. They obviously think they themselves are acceptable. I see a hand from Sam, and maybe she can give us some enlighten us on the process, and perhaps she has some thoughts on the difference between otherwise acceptable versus otherwise qualified. Sam, please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Sam Eisner from ICANN. It's been a while since I've been involved in the registrar accreditation process, but I don't believe that the qualifications themselves have changed very much since I was familiar with it. I think where Greg expressed earlier that, you know, we get applications for registrar accreditation, and there are some specific requirements that registrars or that applicants must meet before they're qualified to be a registrar. So I think in that case, maybe qualified is better than acceptable because it goes to meeting the qualification. And then what I've always understood this recommendation to mean is that for those who qualify on every other realm, but the issue that ICANN faces is the OFAC sanction that says to ICANN that we are not allowed to do business with that registrar unless we have a license, that would be the world of people that we are expected to go and move forward with the licensing process, so that those who do meet the qualifications and wish to be registrars would then have the opportunity to do so without the impediment of the OFAC sanctions standing in their way.
Thanks, Sam. So at least with accrediting registrars, is it fair to say that there's only a question of meeting qualifications, and that could there be reasons that somebody who's a qualified on paper would not nevertheless be refused a registrar accreditation? Or is it pretty much at that point, once you check all the boxes, you'll get accredited?
Again, you know, I haven't been involved in the registrar accreditation process for over 5 years here, so I'm not sure. I think it is more about if you meet the qualifications, then you're able to become a registrar. I think that's generally where it is. I don't know that there's much room for subjective review of, you know, but do we like them or not? That's not really what we go for. You know, we base that on qualifications. Have they, you know, been a registrar before and didn't pay all their bills? And, you know, all those things, you know. But those are objective qualifications that we look at, as opposed to subjective determinations.
Thanks, Sam. I think we may have lost the end of you there. Cavusa, is that a new hand? Well, we have, and Sam, is that a newer hand? Okay, no, that's the end of Sam's hand. We have 5 minutes left in the call, so I think we need to see whether this language works better with acceptable or qualified. Or perhaps we would say if the applicant would otherwise be accredited, might be another way of doing it. That at least, I think, basically says what we're trying to convey is that it is the only thing standing between them and success is the need for the license. So we just need to make sure we're expressing that correctly. So I see Caboose says the term qualified is used in the applicant guidebook and being discussed by new GTLD as the correct term. If somebody could check that would be helpful. I'll try. But if qualified turns out to be the better word, then we can do that. And if it's the word that's being used there and with regard to the registrars, then we should go back to qualified. Let's try to check that against kind of the larger universe that we're working in. So I think at this point, given that we now have 4 minutes, we should talk about the road ahead. With this, we have, in fact, almost gotten through the second reading of the comment tool. Where we need to pick up tomorrow, in a week, wishful thinking, is with section 9.01 of the comment tool. So we're down to the last 8 lines or so. So between now and next week, it would be good for everyone to review the draft document with regard to best efforts or reasonable best efforts. I'll put together 2 footnoted proposals, and see how they seem to work for people, And with regard to qualified, it would be good to get some perspective on how the what words are properly used to describe success criteria for a registry or a registrar. And then take a look at the last two pages from 9.01 on of the comment tool so that we can hopefully dispose of them relatively quickly. So that, I think, is the route forward. And the last but not least would be to get some language before the weekend to look at the NCSG suggestion in a concrete fashion to see how that would work. That, I think, is kind of our homework for the coming week. We have essentially two meetings left on the 21st and the 28th. I believe that both are at 1,300 hours, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully, you can all check your calendars and see when that is. I'm quickly checking mine and seeing that it is 1,300 hours on the 21st. That is when we will reconvene. And that on the 28th, it is again 1,300 hours, the last day of February and pretty much the last day of our time together. So with those two calls and with the open issues that we have from this call and the need to review the other changes that are in the document that are sitting there and the last of the comment tool, we'll have our hands full for the next call. I'll try to get us as organized as possible to make that call efficient so that hopefully our very last call can be used to tie up neatly with a bow our report and deliver it back to the plenary as the new and improved consensus of the group. Any questions? Any objections to that approach? It's now the bottom of the hour. Our time is done. Caboose, I don't know if that's a new hand or an old hand.
A new hand, please, if
okay.
You allow me. Please kindly would not rediscuss this reasonable best or best effort with footnote. You propose, as suggested, two alternatives to the CCWG plenary, and we select any of those two because there are more participants, more representations, and more time to reflect. So please kindly, as you have suggested, propose two alternatives. Thank you.
We will propose two alternatives. I think it would be better, however, to see if we can resolve it in this group rather than providing the plenary with decisions unless we're incapable of making one. Hopefully, if we make the wrong decision, the plenary will let us know. So in any case, with that, and it now being 3:31, Belgian waffles awaiting me for Valentine's Day in the conference room, I am going to say goodbye to all. Again, a happy Valentine's Day. It's a pleasure spending Valentine's Day with you. This call is now adjourned. You may stop the recording. Goodbye, all.